Episode 2335, Make a Change.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy big day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and it is time to make a change, to go after what you want and impact the world that you touch. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, a bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it. So what are you waiting for? Make a change with what you control. You see, you control you. So why are you letting yourself get down in the dumps? Seriously. You have a choice to make a change. You can change that flat tire. You can change your attitude. You know, this whole thing about changing a flat tire, I have to tell you, when I was getting ready to drive, right, I was being taught by my dad, and we really didn't do driver's education. It was my father. And if I passed his test, then I was able to pass any test. But part of being able to drive and having that privilege to do so, I needed to know how to take care of the vehicle. And so one of the things I was instructed to do was I had to change all four tires. I had to rotate them myself. My father went out with me and we went for a quick drive, and he said, "Hun, we're going to pull into the church parking lot here." And I'm like, "Okay." He said, "And we're going to stay here and you're going to change all four tires. We're rotating them." I'm like, "Are you serious?" I mean, I was like, "Really, you're kidding, right?" He's like, "No, I'm not." And we sat there, I don't know how long. To me, it seemed like an eternity. But I changed and rotated every tire. I would do one, put the other one on, and would rotate it. So I'd have the spare, obviously, and I'd have to change it. So really, I changed five tires just because of how it all worked. Long story short, I get my driver's license, and I'm so excited. And I ask permission to go out for the very first time all by myself and take my friends and go to the movie and go to the mall. And they're like, "Okay, sure, go ahead." And this time we had a big, huge custom van. And that's what I learned to drive on. I learned to take my driver's test and everything. And I was so excited. I got to drive everybody, the big vehicle. We all piled in, went and had a marvelous time. We come back and I'm like, "Well, this is strange. Something feels wrong." Sure enough, I look, I have a flat tire. No, I mean, I'm not kidding you. So I'm sitting there going, "Now what do I do? I've got guys with me." And they're like, "Well, I don't know. Who do we call?" And I said, "Don't worry, I'll get this." Got the spare out and I changed the flat tire all by myself. And I tell you that story because I could have been mad. I could have been upset when I was learning to change the tires, when I was in the muck and the yuck of having to get through in order to get on the other side. But you see, I made a change. I didn't allow my bad attitude, my teenage self, decide and really forecast my feelings and let that take over. No, instead I said, "You know what? There might be a benefit here." And sure enough, it paid off. The very first time I was by myself taking friends out and I had a flat tire, I knew how to take care of it. Sometimes there are blessings in disguise that we don't even see. But we have to be willing to change the moment and change our attitude, which means we got to change that flat tire. We've got to decide who we want to show up as. Don't let your forecast of feelings dictate what type of day you're going to have. Look for the sunny side of life in the middle of the gray skies. Make a change. You matter, which means you have hope today. Well, you know that whole story of my flat tire, the movies, and the mall. Well, now I've been driving for a little while, and I was instructed by my parents to go pick up a good friend of ours and the family at the airport. So what do? I get back into the custom van and I head out to the airport. And I'm so excited. I'm there on time, no big deal. Load them all up and we're coming back. Sure enough, we get probably no more than 20 minutes away from home, and this huge boom happens. All of a sudden, I feel the car jerk side to side. I pull over, and guess what? I kid you not, another flat tire. I had two boys in there, one older than me, just by 2 years, I believe, and then one just younger than me. Did they know how to change a flat tire? Nope. Who changed the flat tire? I did. Now, I could have been mad at my dad when I was learning to drive. And when he said, Christiane, you're going to rotate all these tires. Little did I know how those skills would come into play just months later. You see, sometimes we look at life for just what it is. We don't look at the bigger picture. We don't see perspective because in all reality, we don't care. We want what we want because we want it and we want it now. This immediate gratification, go up to the drive-thru and say, hey, I want this in 90 seconds or less. We get it. But in life, it doesn't work that way. You want to scale the ladder. You want to climb that corporate ladder in your business. Well, guess what? You're going to have to put in the hard work. You're going to have to change some flat tires. You're building a business. You're going to have to change some flat tires. You're raising children. Do you know how many tires you're going to have to change, literally and figuratively? Life is not easy, but it can be beautiful. But you have to look at life from a different perspective. You've got to see the platinum lining, not just the silver one, but the platinum. I know I've been there. I've been experiencing it for the last few weeks. And I got to tell you, I've gotten flustered myself. I've had a lot of flat tires, not literally, but figuratively. And in that mess, I still have been able to find the silver lining. And I don't let my feelings take over my attitude. Because if I really did, guess what? I wouldn't be talking to you today. Because I'd be like, you know what? It doesn't matter what I say. But I know it matters. And so even when I'm tired, I show up. Even when I'm not getting the way that I want things to go in life, I still show up. And I try to live a life full of integrity. And in the midst of all of it, I try to make a change. I make adjustments. And the first adjustment starts with your attitude. Life may not be what you wanted at this point, but that does not mean it's the end of the world. The sun is going to come up. There are new mercies every day. So hang on to the hope that you have. And just let everything else float away. God's going to take it. You can do it. But you first have to make a change. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.